from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm sorry for your losses. I mean, that's about all I can say to Pirate fans right now. My condolences. This is ridiculous. I mean, can't they lose a game? Well, they did the other night, 6-0, I guess. But even that one was ridiculous because of the warning track flooding and the fact that the Padres ace, you know, floats away on a raft and you still lose to the bullpen. And I know they have a good bullpen. But you don't lose 6-0, although they did lose 6-0. I guess what I'm saying is, can't they just lose 4-1 once in a while? You know, it has to be 9-8 after a 5-0 lead, or 9-8 after they're down 5-0, come back and start to lead 7-6 with McCutchen waving a towel on the top of the dugout, and then there's a torturous ending to that game. It's every time I turn around, for me, it started with Skeens coming out for the ninth and everybody chanting MVP, 34,000 people, and they find a way to lose that one because they can't hit. Just daggers, just shots to the gut. It's like that meme or that GIF, Paul, where you have the karate guy and someone keeps kicking him right in the nuts like 1,000 times in a row. That's Pirate fans. You know the one I'm talking about, Sean?
Yeah, we all know the nut kicking meme you're talking about.
Yes, where it's rapid fire kicks
have
to
you
the
used
groin.
That one,
I've
Paul?
Used that many times.
I was going to say you were on a Twitter rager last
night.
Yeah,
did you happen to see my?
No.
Once Colin Alderman started blowing up.
Yeah, that big surprise there.
I went on like about a 15 or 20 tweet. Marathon of finding plane crashes and train wrecks and car crashes and dumpster fires and, you know, buildings on fire, like 15 of them in a row.
I love the one of the flaming dumpster that's on its own, just a runaway flaming dumpster.
Yeah.
That's all. But the one of the guy getting kicked in the groin 1,000 times in a row.
That's hilarious, too.
I mean, honestly, I'm sorry for your losses. I really am, Pirate fans. It's just, I was going to say, I can't imagine. I kind of can't. I mean, you know, watching the Bills lose 4 straight Super Bowls wasn't really fun. But for a small stretch of like 3 weeks to have this many of these, Paul and I would like to provide for you a forum to unleash your feelings. And we'll do that as soon as we finish getting over the game from last night. And again, it comes at a very sensitive time because a lot of Pirate fans have begun to open their hearts again, only to see them get stomped on. Yet again, and I was wondering, you know, we brought up the phrase, 'tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Would you rather just be a rock, an island, like the old Simon and Garfunkel song and never feel
Paul,
anything?
Would you rather be a rock or be open and loving?
Some would say I'm both.
You can be both. Paul's both, open and loving and a rock. How about you? We'll get to the lines in a moment at 928-9370. But back to the game. Paul, there's 18 different things. I heard Wehner after the game. He obviously played Major League Baseball, saying it's a no-brainer to send McCutchen on contact in the 10th. Okay, maybe I'm naive. But as soon as that ball is, as soon as it's struck, you freeze everything. And to make another wildly out-of-date reference, the old show Bewitched, when she would freeze everything except for her, she could then walk right around and make decisions.
Right.
And you asked everybody on earth right then, percent chance that a Major League Baseball team throws out McCutchen at home. And I would say 99. It's a ball that's going right to the shortstop who's playing in. And all he has to do is make a simple throw or even a bad throw because his catcher will have plenty of time to recover and that's an out. Why are you running? Why is that? If that's a thing, why would you run automatically on contact there? Why?
Isn't that called a contact play?
I guess.
Yeah.
It's a stupid play.
I'm just saying. It's one of the baseball plays that drives me insane. The contact play where they're basically saying, any contact, take off. I don't like it, but that's...
So, and this isn't directed toward you. It's directed toward people who say that. So we disregard every situation's the same.
Well,
we disregard that the shortstop is 8 feet from home plate and he's in the major leagues and that McCutchen, who's not exactly a speedster these days, is running from third. We just mindlessly say, any contact, you go in extra innings when we're still trying to tie the game, by the way. A lot of this is based on circumstance. If we've already tied it, we can take a chance. I still wouldn't do it, but okay. We're desperately trying to tie the game. We're just going to give away one of our three outs and maybe still lose on a play that has a 1% chance to succeed, if that. This is the major leagues. That ball's right at the shortstop. And I understand maybe right when it comes off the bat, you're thinking, I'm going no matter what. Well, that's stupid. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. You?
Yeah. I didn't like that. There are some things though, Joe, that are sort of we like to, you know, yell at Shelton about.
Yeah.
But
like not playing Joey Bart last night.
Right, but
for an instant.
But Shelton, basically they are, you know, like all of these managers seem to be prisoners of certain analytics, certain, you know, ideas about how to generate runs and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And I almost don't blame him. I think he just goes by the book.
For that particular play, maybe not. I don't blame him. No, it's a by the book thing that just makes no sense.
Did you see they actually even messed it up and Reynolds got away with it? He did not immediately break for third. He hesitated.
That's right, Paul. And they even messed it up. Can you imagine if he gets thrown out of third? And here's two things. A good throw, and he's out. B, McCutchen took a right turn before he ever got to the plate and therefore didn't even attempt to disrupt said throw.
Yeah, I think the catcher is just caught off guard that Reynolds broke as late as he did. I think if he was, you know, paying attention the whole time, Reynolds is dead meat at third.
And then big surprise, Connor Joe strikes out again. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about Connor Joe anymore. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. He comes up to the plate, makes outs every single time. He strikes out in the ninth every single time. He has four extra base hits since like the middle of June or something ridiculous. He's been hitting like a pitcher for 3 months and nobody ever talks about it and nobody ever notices. And he always comes to the plate and makes an out like he did last night. He struck out twice, by the way, on that at bat. And then another big surprise, Grandal, he's allowed to hit, and he grounds out to the shortstop. And at some point before that, Key Brian Hayes, who miraculously was intentionally walked, what are the Padres doing? He grounded out to the pitcher and somewhere else. Paul, I have never in 50 years of watching the Pirates, and I was a Pirate fan as a kid in Buffalo. We did not have a team. I have never, ever, ever seen a Pirate batter top the ball more than Key Brian Hayes. Maddening.
Yes, that's the thing about him, like I said before with him, that drives me crazy about Key Brian Hayes, Joe. It's that he can't hit. Like he never seems to get hits. He seems to be an automatic out. But when he does, it's just basically a little dribbler Oh, you know what I mean? Kind of a single. You know what I mean?
I want to cry. Right now, I want to cry. It's just this little weak dribbler. It feels like 70, if he's not striking out, 70% of the time. And then what else? Bald Holderman is as bad as Harry Holderman. Am I right about that, Sean?
I have no idea who Harry Holderman is.
It's Colin with hair. Oh. But last night we saw Colin without hair. And he was just as bad. I mean, this is an epic disaster.
Right.
It's not like one guy has cost them their season, except that it's kind of like one guy has cost them their season. What is he doing? What is Shelton doing at this point? Every time he comes into a game, it's a critical, heart-rending moment in the game. And every time he loses, at some point, do you want to say maybe he needs to go somewhere for a while and work on this? I don't know. I don't know what to do. But I know he loses every single game. That's a problem.
Well, I mean, again, Shelton comes from the school of, you know, he's our guy in that role, and he's done it really well all season long. And you know what? We're going to continue to have faith in him. I mean, I remember I asked Derek Shelton about this the other day when we had him on for his show, and he basically said, well, no, you know, his role doesn't change. We just got to figure out what's going on with him. So it doesn't surprise me that he went to him. But, Joe, I almost don't blame – the problem with Holderman getting the blame is that it absolves in some ways the fact that your closer had the ball in his hands.
I'm with you on that.
Because Holderman would never have gotten into the game. If you closed the game.
I know.
You know what I mean?
He walks a tightrope every single time.
Right.
He's not having a good year. He blew three of his first four saves, and he's been dancing through the raindrops. He was really good right after that, but since he came back the most recent time, he's just lucky, it feels like, when he gets a save, Bednar. It just feels like luck.
Well, and I think, but again, you're right. Here's the other thing. He has this, well, he's had 19 save opportunities in a row, but a number of them, it was because they were leading by multiple runs and the other team scored only one. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at his last six appearances, four of them, he's given up a run.
Exactly.
And he hasn't had a clean inning. He's had one clean inning in his last six appearances. He's had three games in a row now where he's given up a run. I mean, at some point, like this is what always cracks me up, Joe. I use the term, you know, Bednar is leaking a little bit. And, of course, people who just exist on social media to argue – jumped down my throat and said, he had 19 save opportunities in a row. He converted. I said, listen, do you understand what leaking means? Yes, he's danced through the raindrops to get some saves recently, but look, his last six appearances, he's given up a run four times, which is bad for a closer.
It always feels like it's going to end badly.
Yes.
And you're right. He comes into games and just gives up tons of hits and runs. The last 2 months, he's had seven innings, seven hits, four runs. It's been awful. Five walks since the beginning of July, or he came back July 12th.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Innings. Seven hits, five walks, and four earned runs. So if you're so small-minded as to only look, did he convert the save or not? A lot of people could have in those situations, pitching like that. He looked like himself for the latter part of May and all of June. That was David Bednar, pretty much all of June. But man, in the end, this bullpen has killed them. Let's go to the lines. It's your turn to emote, should you choose to take that option. It's also 11:21. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And X, Fan X, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Who do we got, Sean?
We have Joe in Mount Lebanon.
What's up, Joe?
I agree Sheldy's made some mistakes, but, you know, they're playing so shorthanded. The bullpen's 26th in MLB and ERA. To Paul's point, I said the same thing last night when they brought Bednar in. You know, his third game in a row, he's given up runs. They're playing with three hitters almost every day in the lineup that are hitting less than 200. Their DH is hitting 230, even though McCutchen had a good game last night. The first baseman was non-existent for the first 2 months. He still only has 9 home runs, your power hitter. Your other cornerstone or a corner fielder, Hayes, he's averaging one extra base hit over the last 4 months. I mean, they're lucky they are what they are. They have very good starting pitching. The bullpen was supposed to be a strength. It turned out to be a weakness. Sheldy's lucky to have this team where they are. And I know he, you know, had come for a lot of criticism the last few weeks, and I disagreed with at least a half dozen of his decisions the last few weeks. But overall, I think he's done a pretty good job with what he's working with. I mean, this team is not anywhere near a playoff caliber team roster-wise. If you take another team and they said, what players do you want off the Pirates? They'd take three, maybe even Falter, four pitchers. They'd take Reynolds. And I don't even know if they'd want Cruz. They may take Bart, depending on their catching needs. And that's all the Pirates have. They have on a 25-man
roster. Well, Ke'Bryan Hayes has killed the team. Let's be honest about that, too.
Players.
Yeah.
They have six major league players other teams would want on a roster of 26
six?
Players. It's ridiculous.
Six?
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate
six?
The call.
I mean, again, now we just – this is like let's go way overboard and just say stupid things. Six guys on this team are major league players that other teams would want. Teams wouldn't want O'Neill Cruz.
Said, is he including pitchers?
Yes.
Well, then yes.
That's my point. Well, he said the four pitchers –
yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if anyone would want O'Neill Cruz. Yes, because no team would want a guy that hits the ball 5 miles and runs like a deer.
Well,
wait. No team would want him. No team would want Reynolds, right? Who's
he did say Reynolds.
Okay, Reynolds,
he said Reynolds,
Cruz. Guess what? I got news for you. There are teams that would want Ke'Bryan Hayes just for his defense alone.
They can have him.
But my point is,
I'll drive him to the airport.
My point is, you know, Kiner Falefa. Teams wouldn't want him. Despite the fact he strikes out all the time.
I know, but Joe from Mount Lebanon is hurt. We're providing people an opportunity to unleash
that's
their
fine,
feelings.
But we don't have – now we're going way overboard. Now we're back. Listen, a month ago, nobody was talking about how, well, Shelton just doesn't have what it takes. You know, he doesn't have enough players to win games. He's shorthanded. You can't have it both ways. When they were four games over 500, we were talking about how – you know what I mean? This guy probably was calling in and wanted to put half of these guys in the Hall of Fame. My point is, Chapman, do you think maybe teams would want a guy that throws 105?
Teams would even want Holderman, believe
and
it or
Holderman.
Not.
And Holderman. I mean, there's probably a good nucleus of players here. The problem is there's a few guys that are bad. But
well, there's a lot of guys in the lineup who would not be in other major league lineups right now.
Well, Bay and Triolo, definitely not.
Bay, Triolo, Grandal, probably Rowdy, Michael A.
Rowdy
Taylor.
Rowdy would be in teams. Why wouldn't he be?
I mean, he's been good for a couple months. I've defended Rowdy, but when I look at first, I don't want to get bogged down in this. It's an exorcism. Next, who's next?
Nick in Washington, Pennsylvania.
What's up, Nick?
I'm going to take a different route, and I want to give Shelton a lot more of the blame, and I'm just going to give you four or five things that I thought of for the last 2 weeks. Number one, I don't care if it's his metrics to say Holderman should be out there. Holderman needs to go get drunk on a beach for about a week. Bednar,
I like that.
Bednar, if he throws 97 middle-middle, it's going to go out. He's not healthy, and even if he is healthy, he can't pinpoint his pitches. He doesn't throw hard enough to be effective unless he knows exactly where his off-speed pitches are going to go. Next, how the hell does Joey Bart not hit in the ninth inning or the 10th inning?
I heard Zangrilli say it's like a basketball coach leaving a game with a timeout in his pocket. I'm echoing. Go ahead.
My whole thing was we would have been better off not swinging the bat in the 10th. They let us in the game.
My God, you're right. Paul, he's right.
He's right.
It's like last year's Steelers game. They beat the Browns at home last year, and I swear this is true. If they kneel on the ball, the Browns win that game. If they kneel on the ball the whole second half, they win that game in Pittsburgh last year. It's like that. You might be right. If none of the Pirates after McCutchen swung the bat in the 10th, they might win the game, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing about it is that the worst part about this loss, the Padres gave them how many bases?
Oh, they
because
stunk.
They couldn't, and their catcher couldn't catch. Their catcher couldn't catch, and all that other stuff, right?
Give us one more thing. Is he still there?
No, there was too much echo.
Was a lot of echo. All right, give me the next person. One more before we get to DeFeba.
Ryan in Gibsonia.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good. Did you hear the call earlier with, what was the guy's name?
Tony.
Oh, Tony the Jackass.
Yeah, Jackass Tony. Did you like that?
I enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Are you in a wind tunnel?
No, so I'm a mailman. I'm outside right now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I'm past frustrated and angry. I'm sad and depressed. And I just appreciate you guys doing your due diligence of being a therapy session because I'm too cheap to pay for one.
Paul, this man has evolved. Most of us act out in anger to cover up our sadness. He's just sad and depressed and willing to admit it. A lot of people want to be mail carriers. Is it all it's cracked up to be? Paul, when I was a kid and people asked me what I wanted to do, I said I wanted to be a mailman in Hawaii. It seems like a great job. Is it?
That'd be the place to do it. I mean, being in Pittsburgh with the hills, it's all right. I mean, the only thing that's nice is I get to eat as much candy as I want.
Hmm. Paul, would you like to be a mailman? Ever thought of it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's a good job and you got good benefits, right?
Good benefits?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Great retirement, right? Great retirement, everything. It's a good job.
Yeah. 35 and then I'll be done.
What age?
I'm only 27 right now.
What age can you get a retirement?
Oh, I mean, I think it's after 15, but I'll probably work until I'm probably 55, 60.
All right.
Well, we appreciate what you do, and thank you for the call, and thank you for being evolved as you are.
Appreciate you taking my time.
Do you know who was a mailman in a different life?
Who?
Gormy the Owl.
What?
Yes. Gormy the Owl was a mailman.
Where? In Memphis?
Here.
When he was there?
Here.
Yes. In Baldwin?
In Baldwin, yes.
He was your friendly neighborhood mailman, was Gormy the Owl?
Yes, he was. After he got out of college.
Sean, were you aware of this?
I had no idea.
Yes. Do you know Gormy the Owl?
I
you
do.
Probably done high school games
yep.
with him.
Yep.
After he got done in college, and you know, he was trying to, you know, look for a job and trying to get into the business. He was a mailman. He absolutely was.
Paul's been a cab driver.
Yes.
I've been a bagel cook. What's something that you've done that people might be surprised by?
My favorite job, other than this, of course, is I worked at a bowling alley. I was a pin chaser.
Can you picture that, Paul? Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers as a pin chaser.
So you were. So what? So you Isn't there like a little area above the pins?
Yeah, so you would get
you
pin
sit
jams.
Up there basically there?
Yeah, but I didn't. Sometimes people would go back there for like 4 hours straight. I would get bored. I'd always want to be out around the bowlers and stuff like
you
that.
You ever get hit with a ball?
No, that's usually not too common of an occurrence.
So basically you're back there fixing when the pins get clogged up, you stand them upright?
So you just have to, usually there's a pin that's blocking the other ones from where they're supposed to go. So you have to pull that out. Sometimes you have to, you know, wind the thing down and then move it. But sometimes it's as simple as a pin just getting in the gutter that you have to go down and pull that out. So it was an enjoyable job. We also had a mini golf course, so I get to go out there, make sure everything's working sufficiently out there. So it was a good time.
Who would have thunk it, huh, Paul?
Wow.
I got to bowl for 25 cents per game back then.
Wow.
Yes.
They made you pay even though you worked there?
So I think it was, if I came down like when I wasn't working, it was 25 cents per game. If I did it like after a shift, I was already there, I got to bowl for free.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Beautiful. All right. Coming up, Mike DeFabo. I imagine from, is there Steeler camp today? Are they practicing? They have a game tomorrow.
He's at Steelers
camp. They had a very small workout this morning.
Right.
And then I think that, you know, it's done, you know.
Let's move away from Aiyuk for a little while and just talk about this game tomorrow and some of the storylines with Mr. Mike DeFabo coming up next. The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDKA, and WAMO 107.3 partnered to support Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive, presented by Frank Walker Law. Visit the link on the homepage, 937thefan.com. Support as an individual or a group. Help ensure a good start to the school year for local kids, brought to you by MediConnect. Mike DeFabo, next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.